You're listening to SBS News.
Next month's APEC summit was scheduled to bring 20 world leaders to the Chilean capital, Santiago. Among them, US President Donald Trump, China's Xi Jinping, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Chile was to return to the spotlight in early December to host the 10-day UN COP25 climate summit. But overnight, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera announced both events had been cancelled.
Our government, and with deep pain, because this is a pain for Chile, has resolved not to hold the APEC summit that was scheduled for November and neither the COP summit that was scheduled for December.
The decision was prompted by 2 weeks of violent anti-government protests that have paralysed the streets and show no signs of slowing. Demonstrators are demanding greater economic equality and better public services. The rallies have left at least 18 people dead and led to the arrest of 7,000 people, while rampant vandalism and arson have forced the shutdown of a number of subway stations. President Sebastián Piñera says his focus now is on bringing stability back to Chile.
As president of all Chileans, I always have to put the problems and interests of Chileans, their needs, their desires, and their hopes first in line.
Teodoro Rivera, Chile's foreign minister, echoed the president, saying the government needed to adjust its priorities, and that is ultimately why the two summits were cancelled.
The current situation that Chile faces requires us to change our agenda as the government to focus on the changes that the people are asking for.
The announcement came as fresh unrest broke out in the capital, where protesters clashed with security forces. Police fired tear gas and water cannon in an attempt to disperse the crowds as smoke from burning barricades rose over the streets. Demonstrator Jorge Soto hailed the president's decision to withdraw from hosting the global events, while in the same breath vented anger at his leadership.
I've just found out that the pseudo-clown that we have in the government house has cancelled the two manifestations that will be held here, COP25 and APEC. That's a big waste of millions of dollars. Seeing that the people are protesting for dignity for the 30 years that we've been robbed, I think is the most fair thing.
At the APEC summit, President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping were due to sign an interim agreement to end the 15-month-long trade war. But the Trump administration said it still expects to sign the deal with China next month. The COP25 climate event would have brought delegates from around 190 nations together to flesh out details of how to reduce global emissions to meet the Paris Climate Agreement. Prominent climate change teen activist Greta Thunberg was to speak at the event, which she planned to travel to by boat. Matias Asan, the director of the Chilean branch of Greenpeace, says it reflects the government's failure to take climate change seriously.
If there was something that the government could maintain in terms of an international sign of a deep commitment in the search for peace, social justice, it was really by carrying out of the climate summit. And we have said that it is also a failure in terms of the way that the government has wanted to take care of the environmental demands in Chile.
Oxfam Australia expects COP25 to go ahead with a new host as soon as possible, adding that people would be working around the clock to find a solution. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.